is America Weekend. I'm Mike Bennett, and a regular contributor here is movie critic Marshall Fine, who's also the critic in residence at the Pelham Art House in Westchester, New York. Selma, Oprah Winfrey's involved with this one, right?
Oprah Winfrey was one of the producers. She also is one of the actors in the film, but this is really, the story here is the director, Ava DuVernay, who, you know, could become the first African-American woman to be nominated for an Oscar. She was the first to be nominated for a Golden Globe. And about the star, David Oyelowo, who's a British actor of Nigerian descent, who plays Martin Luther King in the story of the march from Selma to Montgomery, Alabama in 1965 to protest the lack of voting rights for African Americans at that point. It's really a strong drama about a true story with Martin Luther King going head-to-head with President Lyndon Johnson, who's played here by Tom Wilkinson. Because Johnson has just passed the Civil Rights Act of 1964, feels like, you know, he's done what he needs to do for black people, and King is basically saying, look, our people are dying trying to vote as Americans, and you need to stand up for them. And to sort of force Johnson's hand, he puts together these protests in Alabama and this march from Selma to Montgomery, where the governor is George C. Wallace. He's played here by Tim Roth. He's, you know, completely against the Voting Rights Act. And so it's a really strong drama. It's an important piece of history, and it has a lot of resonance with the events going on today in terms of the relationship between the white power structure and the black community.
And so you think the director is the star here?
Well, it's the director. It's the actor, David Oyelowo. He's going to be, I think, nominated for an Oscar as well. It's really a towering performance, and he disappears into this. And it's interesting because he has a part in a film that's coming out at the beginning of next year called A Most Violent Year, where he plays a New York district attorney. A very different part. He has quite a bit of range, this actor, particularly because he's British, but he's playing Martin Luther King, and you would think that he was born and raised in the American South.
We're talking with film critic Marshall Fine. Now, another one that seems appealing to my taste when I see the trailer is American Sniper. Now, this is another true story, right?
Yes, it's based on the story of Chris Kyle, who was a Navy SEAL who, during the Iraq War, apparently was a sniper who had the record for the most kills while protecting his troops in Iraq. Played by Bradley Cooper here, it's a film directed by Clint Eastwood. It would seem to be sort of a natural thing for Clint Eastwood, and yet this is a story about someone who is comfortable serving his country in the capacity that he is, but is also suffering from post-traumatic stress disorder after seeing, you know, friend after friend be killed, you know, right next to him in combat in Iraq. The real Chris Kyle came back and got therapy and became sort of a counselor for other vets who are going through something similar. Somehow it's a strangely untense, undramatic film. I was very disappointed in it. I felt like Clint Eastwood kind of missed the boat, that everything that was really dramatic happened off screen, and that everything that you saw was, you've seen in a lot of war movies. I mean, there's a long sequence in which he goes through the SEAL training, which is just brutal, but we've seen that in G.I. Jane a few years ago with Demi Moore, or more recently in the film Lone Survivor with Mark Wahlberg. Clint Eastwood seemed to miss the boat every single time. I was very disappointed, and it's not a film I'd recommend.
Okay, and how about Unbroken? This is the one that was directed by Angelina Jolie.
And this is the film that it's based on a longtime best-selling book by Laura Hillenbrand, who also wrote Seabiscuit, based on the true story of Louis Zamperini, who was a Olympic running star, went to USC in the 30s, was in the 1936 Olympics, ended up as a bombardier for in the Pacific during World War II. It's really an amazing story. The book itself is fascinating. If you get a chance to read it, you should, because you will not be able to put it down. I read the book after I saw the movie and thought, why isn't this movie as good as this book? Because it isn't. This is a guy who, first of all, brings himself from nothing to become a championship runner. Then as a bombardier whose plane is shot down, crashes in the Pacific on a search and rescue mission. He and two guys survive on a raft for almost 7 weeks, setting a record for surviving on the ocean, only to be picked up by the Japanese and thrown into a prison camp for the final 2 years of the war. it's an amazing story of survival that really comes off as sort of very formulaic and, you know, all about the inspiration as opposed to the brutality that this guy faced in these Japanese camps. It almost feels like a Hallmark card by the end of it, and the book is so much more interesting. It really feels like a missed opportunity. Having said that, I think the young actor, his name is Jack O'Connell, it's really a breakout role for him. He's very good, but you feel like by the end that she's sort of soft soap some of the abuse that he has gone through in the prison camps, and you feel like she's really gone too easy. It's like they've avoided the very stuff that makes the story so compelling. So I think there are people who will like it, but if you've read the book, you'll be really disappointed in what they've done with the movie.
All right, so Unbroken, not so much. American Sniper, not so much, but let's go see Selma.
Selma's the movie to see this Christmas, I think.
Thank you, Marshall. All the best. We'll talk to you soon.
Happy holidays.
I'm Mike Bennett for America Weekend.
Now, cheap psych tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. Ever wondered how the people on those reality shows eat the disgusting things without losing their lunch? Here's the gustatory science of it. Aunt Jane's famous tuna surprise. You don't like it, but you gotta politely try it. So take a bite, stick it quietly to the side of your mouth, chew minimally, and then swallow. Taste buds are on the tongue, so if the tongue doesn't touch it, you don't taste it as much. Are those really sour candies to get through the sour before you get the sweet? Place the treat between the jaw and your cheek. Minimize your tongue's involvement. That's where the sour taste buds are, and you can tolerate the sour to get to the sweet. What's the cheap psychological trick? Well, controlling your tongue is good advice in every situation. So check out my new book, Cheap Psychological Tricks for Parents, at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MY-TV.
Welcome to American Biker Minute. Ah, Christmas Eve. A time for the biker's family to gather. Dangerous time. People have actually died while testing to see if a 9-volt battery works. With their tongue? Christmas Eve hazards. Today on American Biker Minute.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial along with 2 free extras and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. That's 1-800-393-6139.
Jeff Ryan for American Biker Minute. People naturally like to party during Christmas. 8 people cracked their skull while throwing up in a toilet. 31 have died by watering their Christmas tree while the lights were plugged in. Dozens injured from using knives instead of screwdrivers. Plastic toy bits pulled from the soles of feet. And hundreds are injured each year by removing beer bottle caps with their teeth. Be smart. Don't do that. Pick up a can. Merry Christmas.
American Biker Minute.
Your passport to the open road on 2 wheels.